Okay, you are listening to Amud V'Chazer with Daniel Eisenberg. We are in Maseches Brachos, fighting our way through the sixth parak, Ketzim Mevarchin. We're up to today's Amud is Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to start at the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. So Gufa, we have a question on what we just said there. The Gemara just made a statement. In the name of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, Damri Tavayu, Kol Sheish Bacham Mechamesha Samin and Mevarchin Olav Bore Mine Mezonos. Rav and Shmuel both said that anything Sheyesh Bo that has within it the Chamesha Saminim, the five species of grain, meaning barley, wheat, spelt, oats, and
wheat.
Spelt. I forgot what I said. Yeah? So the five grains. So anything that has the five grains in them, you make a Bereimi Nemezonos. This means that even if it's not the majority, even if it's not the Iker, it becomes the Iker, takes over, and that's going to be the Bracha. Now, V'itmar Nami, but it was also stated, a similar statement, though it's a little different, we'll have to appreciate the nuance, Rav Shmuel Da'amri Tarvayu Kol Shehu Mechamesha Saminim Mevarchin Alav Bereimi Nemezonos. Anything which is made of the five Minim, you make a mezonos. So did you catch the difference there? So there's kol sheyeshbo and kol shehu. Kol shehu means anything that is one of the five minim, right? As kol sheyeshbo means anything that has in it. Even if it's a tarovis, even if it's a mixture, it'll become mizonos. So now the Gemara is going to question the necessity of both teachings, right? It could have just said anything that has any mizonos in it is going to be mizonos. Kal v'chomer, anything that it's the mizonos thing itself. So the Gemara is going to say that no, but tzricha, and we need it. We need both of these statements of Rav and Shmuel. Because if it would have said anything that you make the bracha on, anything that is of the five minim, hava amina, I would have thought, mishum de'isei be'ene, because it's there, it's a be'ene, it's in its form, meaning that's when you have, mizonos food proper. Hava ayide tarovos, but if it's mixed in, lo, maybe not. So that part is a little more kamash malan kol sheyeshbo. Therefore, it comes to teach us that even if it's just a mizonos and a mixture, it already have it. So that one's obvious, right? It's obvious that we need the chiddush of kol sheyeshbo of the five minim. Because if it would have just said if it's of the five minim alone, I would not know that mixtures would also be included. I think if you have like a a slice of bread. But if I have some porridge with all these other kinds of things going on in there, maybe not. No. Okay. But why do I need the other teaching? V'yashminan kol sheyeshbo. And if I would say only this mixture teaching, essentially, that if it has mizonos in it, it's mizonos. So why do I need to know that the other teaching, that anything that's made of the dal of the chamisha minim, you would need a mizonos? So what would I have thought? I would have thought kol sheyeshbo chamesha saminim in, that anything that has in it the five minim, yes, you do make a mizonos. Aval orez v'dochan lo mishum da'ayde tarovos. And then I would think that, meaning I would think that orez and dochan, which are two other foods, Rashi says orez is mil, which means this millet kind of thing. I don't really know these grains. I don't know these foods so well. I know you look more like a farmer over Purim, so maybe you know what's going on here. And dochan, Rashi says, is pants, which is, I looked it up, it's panic grass or paniculum or something like that. You can look at it. I'm checking Wikipedia. I don't know what these things are, but Tosfos says orez is rice, and that's actually the way we typically translate the word orez is rice. In Hebrew, modern Hebrew, orez is rice. In Spanish, arroz is rice. So, same osios. So something like rice, meaning like kind of grains, but not quite of the five grains. So what would I have thought if it would have, if we would have just had the teaching of kol sheyeshbo, meaning that it tells us anything that has any one of the five minim in it, you make a mazonos. So I would have thought kol sheyeshbo chameshes minim in aval oriz v'dochan lo, and therefore mixtures with rice and dochan. Orez and Dochan, they don't take over the mixture and create the bracha. Mishum da ayde taroves. They don't have the power to do that. Aval ise be'ene, but if the rice, the orez and the Dochan remain in their form, neima filo orez v'dochan, nami marvichayin ala baremi neimazonos. I would think that those types of things, orez and Dochan, would also have a mazonos. Kamash malan, that's not the case. So what we learn from this is that anything that is of the five minim, we make a brain mizonos to the exclusion of oras and dochan. Dafilu ese beene, that even if it's in its prime form and not in in a mixture, lomar verchin and brain mizonos. So again, to explain what we're saying. Is that if it would have only said the mixture teaching, I would think that the mixture teaching, that right, is anything with one of the five grains mixed into it, you make a mazonos. So I would say, that's excluding orez and dochan, that if they're mixed in, they don't have the power themselves to overpower the whole entire mixture and make a mazonos. However, on their own, of course it's a mazonos. That's what I might think. Therefore, we need the parallel teaching of anything that is of the five grains, you make a mazonos. Anything else, for example, dochan, orez, or anything else, you wouldn't make a mazonos on. So if I have these two teachings side by side, I realize that dochan and rice are, dochan and orez are not mazonos. Not only do they not make a mixture mazonos, but, sorry, not only do they not make a mixture of mazonos, but even them themselves, you don't make a mazonos on. Now, we're going to challenge the truth of that, really, for most of
the... Perhaps so, because yeah. We don't do that.
Yeah. Right. Well, depending on... Assuming orez is rice. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It could be I had millet recently. I have no idea. I wouldn't... I could have had it. I didn't know. So let's see. Bermin says, but orez and dochan, lo mevarchin and bereimin mizonos? Asks Avi, what? Orez and dochan, you don't, so you didn't ask about dochan, but orez, we don't make a mizonos on rice? And dochan? V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa, hey, v'yu lefan of pas orez, if you bring in front of me rice bread, you brought some rice bread in front of somebody, upas dochan, or, I don't know what, I don't know how to translate properly. Right, oh, see over here, Tosfos just says, Rashi, the parish Orez meal, he says, Ve'yesh mefarshim raizo, which is rice. Or the high parish, Yesh lefarsh dedochan hainu meal. So Tosfos says that this is meal, meaning millet. So I guess maybe we'll work with rice and millet, like as Tosfos says. Anyway, so someone brings bread of dochan or orez. So what do you do? You say on it, the bracha that you make on it, bracha mishana and bracha harona, is like the maisei kedera, is like the pot dish, meaning some sort of porridge. The gavei maisei kedera. So what does it mean, bracha kli? Right, the gavei maisa kedera tanya b'tchil mevarech alav bereimin mizonos l'vesof mevarech alav bracha achas mein shalosh. So we know about porridge is mizonos for bracha rishona. The bracha achrona is one bracha that's an abridged version of shalosh. Right, the shalosh brachos, as we said, is birchas hamazon. Mein shalosh is alamichya. So we know porridge, you make a mizonos and alamichya. So this brisa is telling us that rice bread and millet bread, you make a bracha rishona acharona like the maisa kedera. So it sounds like you make a mazonos. So don't, what are you telling me that I don't make a mazonos on rice or millet? So the Gemara responds, "Kemase kedera velo kemase kedera." Kemase kedera. So velo kemase kedera. Kemase kedera. So it's like a maase kedera, but it's also not like a maase kedera. Meaning, don't think it meant like through and through the same exact brachos. It's not what it meant. Kemase kedera. Demarachina love tchila v'sof. It's like a maase kedera in that we make a bracha rishon and bracha acharona. Right. So it's like a ma'aseh gedera that you make a bracha rishon and acharona, but it's not like a ma'aseh gedera in the exact brachos that you make, right? Because those you make mizonos and almechia. Ve'ilu hacha, but over here b'tchila mevarach alav shahakol niyeh bedvaro ulav esov borei nefashos rabos v'chesar nun al kol ma'ashabara. Right. So this, by the way, this is the grand debut of borei nefashos. So it's different. No, we have not conclusively proven that rice, orez, and dochan are mizonos. This maisa kadera thing could mean that just you make a bracha rishon or acharona, but not that it is actually the bracha is mizonos and al milchia. Okay, the orez live maisa kadera who? But is orez not maisa, not a form of maisa kedera? Meaning, like, is it like a not like a porridge? Meaning, is it not? Is it right? Is it really not mizonos? It's really not the same bracha. V'hatanya, but we learned in the brisa, Elohein maisa kedera. These are different. These are maisa kedera. Different, I guess, like types of porridge. And Rashi says, Le'inyan bracha, meaning these have the bracha of a maisa kedera. Chilka, targis, soles, zaris, va'arasan, va'orez. So a bunch of these are like types of grits, presumably wheat grits or something like that, and some sort of mizonos grits. And the difference is just how they are split up. The Gemara in Moed Katan, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Moed Katan, I saw it not too long ago, where it just quotes these different things. Like chilka is grits that are split in half. It's a chelek. Targis was that into thirds maybe. Soles is flour. Zaris is this grits that's like cut into quarters. But it's all the same type of grits. And va'arsan is, right, Rashi says, chada l'chamesh, it's one split into fifths. So basically, it's just these different types, mostly different types of grits. The soles is flour, but here's the point, the part that we care about the most. The orez and orez. Aha. So it sounds like orez has the same bracha as maisa kedera. That just like porridge is mizonos, and just like grits split into halves, thirds, fourths, and fifths are mizonos, and just like flour is mizonos, so too rice is mizonos. So what do you mean that rice is not mizonos? The Gemara responds, Haman, anyway, hold on. Who's the author of this brice over here? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who's going to be a Das Yachid, as we're going to show. And again, if we can prove it's a Das Yachid, then that's helpful for us to say that that's not the actual bracha on this food. Detanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because we learned the brice of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, he says, Orez min daganhu, V'chayevin al chamutzo kares. This is beautiful. I hope you notice how much this is happening. It's really amazing. So he says that rice is a type of grain, so much so that it's chayev on its chametz kares. What do you mean it's chayev on its chametz kares? Meaning that if you eat rice that came in contact with water and has risen on Pesach, it's a chiyuv kares. It's just as much kares as any other five grains. Va'adam yotzei bo yidei chavoso b'pesach, and rice matzah counts as your you can eat rice matzah at your seder and be yotzei the mitzvah. That's how much he believes in this. So one point, it's just unbelievable that we're learning this on Pesach itself. So it's beautiful shkacha pratis. Secondly, it really raises the stakes of kitnios, you know, of like svardim with their rice. You know, they're enjoying their rice very much on Pesach. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that you're in big trouble. You got to be very, very careful with that. So obviously we're not going to hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri the halacha. Otherwise, Sardar will be in a lot of trouble, and Kitnias will be much more than just a minhag. if there's an Isser Karis involved in the mitzvah d'oraisa of Achilas Matzah. So anyway, that's his shita. Aval Rabbanan. Aval Rabbanan.
No.
Low. Yeah. But for the Rabbanan, they say, no, rice is not one of the five grains. I mean, it's definitely not one of the five grains. But rice is not the sixth grain. That's in the same category as the five grains. Rabbanan low, really? Is that true? They don't hold like that? V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, ha-koseis es-achita, somebody who chews wheat, and this is like a chewing it in a, we mentioned on Lamed Vav, I quote Rashi, who says that this lashon of koseis, of kisa, is this any type of like chewing that's like not a normal way of eating the food, meaning it's not a normal food to be eaten. So it's like chewing, but presumably swallowing as well. So this koseis is achita, mevarech aleha borei pri ha'adama. Somebody who eats wheat, he'll make a borei pri ha'adama on it. Tachna afa ubashla, if he grinds it and then bakes it and then cooks it after it's baked. So meaning he made it into bread. He ground up the wheat into flour, and then he baked it, and then he cooked it. So bisman sha prusos kayamos, if the pieces of the bread are after having been cooked, remain whole or large, b'tchilah mevarech aleha motzi lechem na'aretz, l'vasov mevarech aleha gimel brachos. So you're gonna say hamotzi and you're gonna bench on it. Im ein haprusos kayamos betchilam avarech aleha borei miminzonos l'vesob avarech aleha bracha achas mein gimel. But if the cooking like made the bread disintegrate, that it's not even identifiable as bread, loses its status and becomes mizonos and alamichya, which is particularly relevant for nowadays. I think this is what the halacha is based on. That you know what I'm about to say.
Halakugel.
Oh, okay. Yes, but I'm speaking like today, like this week, where we're not having challah kugel and croutons, where we're having matzah brai. I mean, I don't know if you
yeah.
Brooks. So this is the matzah brai discussion, right? So the halacha is that if the pieces used are like kazayas or more, and they're still like recognizable, then it's going to be hamotzi. But if it completely changes form and the pieces aren't kayamos, then you're going to make a mizon salmichya. So again, this is very, very relevant to the discussion that's asked. So it's really connected to this discussion here. But challah kugel probably the same thing. Croutons, pita chips, it's all pita chips, and all those things will be part of the same discussion. So anyway, so that's what we say for bread. But hakosis esa orez, but somebody eating rice, mevarech alav borei pri adama, he makes a borei pri adama on it. And tachno afo ubashlo, and even so now this guy ground it into flour and baked it and then cooked it afterwards. Afo pisha prusos kayamos, even if the pieces still remain in the form, betchila mevarech alav borei minei mezonos, lebesof mevarech alav bracha achas mein shalosh. So you're going to say mezonos and al michya. So again, we see that it looks like rice is mezonos. So mani, who is this? Who's the author of that? Ilemer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, don't tell me it's the Das Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Da'amar Orez min Dagon Hu. If you're going to tell me that, so Hamotzi Lechem min Ha'aretz v'Shlosh Brachos Ba'ei Bruchei. He would need to make Hamotzi and bench. Right? I mean, this is not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri considers it like a real grain, but this rice is some sort of middle ground where rice only takes the status of mizonos, and it won't be hamotzi, but it'll remain mizonos in this situation. So don't tell me it's Rabbi Yochanan, it's not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So what is it? It's a das yachad. Ella lav rabbanani, rather, isn't it the rabbanan? The tiyuvta to Rav Shmuel, tiyuvta, and the refutation to Rav Shmuel is indeed a refutation. It's so halacha lemaisa, rice will be mizonos. Now it's not. Rav and Shmuel had two statements, and there are different facets to the statements. That first of all, the five grains will indeed overtake. If they're there for taste, this is the question about if one of the five grains is just there for binding. So then it'll be a different discussion. But if one of those things are tastes, even if they're not the main reason some people are eating it, and even if it's not the majority, they will overtake the dish and the bracha will be mizonos. However, the exclusion of rice from being a mizonos food, that aspect of Rav and Shmuel's statements, is indeed refuted lahalacha. We didn't really mention the bracha acharona yet. I think the Gemara will get to that, but that wasn't addressed. But so far, we can say that orez and dochen are mizonos, and assuming that you work with tosfos, that would be rice and millet, and according to Rashi, that would be millet and panic grass, pants. Okay. Amar mar, hakos tzachitim avarcha lebarei priha adama. We had just stated that someone who is chewing wheat makes a barei priha adama. Vatanya, we went to the brisa, barei minei bezeraim. That over wheat, you're supposed to say, barei minei zeraim, Hashem, that he created different types of seeds. Lokasha, ha Rabbi Yehuda laharabana. No. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Bereim name is Zeraim stuff. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. No, not the Rabbana. Ditznan, as we learned in the Mishnah, right, at the beginning of Ketzim Evarchim, Lamed Hey, Val Yerakos, Omer Berei Pri Adama, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bereim name Deshayim. He says on vegetables that you create different types of grasses. So again, this is just Rabbi Yehuda Lashita, so we didn't quote it fully in the Mishnah, but Rabbi Yehuda requires just a greater level of specificity when it comes to the brachos. So he says Bereim Deshayim and Zerayim, they're different types of things, and the Rabbanan say, no, anything that grows from the ground, if it's not from a tree, we're going to say Ha'adama. Or if it's not developed further as a fundamental mazon, which would be mazonos. Amar mar. Ha kosem es, ha koseis, es a orez. Somebody who chews rice, mevarech alav berei pri adama, tachna afa o babashlo, afa pisha prusas kaimas, betchila mevarech alav berei minim mazonos, lebesof, bracha achas, me'ein shalosh. So we stated that somebody who chews on rice, it's adama. If he turns it into a rice bread and then cooks it, and even if the pieces remain the way they are, so you say mizonos and almichya. So wait, is that true? We learned in brisa lebasov velo klum. You don't make any bracha acharona. So Rashi just clarifies an important Rashi. Rashi says klomar ein ton mibirchos peiros eretz yisrael velo klum. It says that he means that it doesn't require a bracha of the peiros ha'aretz of Eretz Yisrael, meaning al ha'etz or al ha'michya. V'loklum, ela borei nefashos, he makes a borei nefashos. So when it says loklum, it means loklum in regards to the diraisa concept of benching, right? We kind of like view bracha achronos as like, oh yeah, like bracha, a bunch of bracha rishonos, bracha achronos, but they're really different qualities. So there's a deraisa bracha that's instructed of us of benching. It's mentioned in the context of bread, but possibly the shiva saminim. So we have this deraisa benching, and then we have like an abridged version of it, Me'ein Shalosh, which is called Al Michya, sometimes Al Eitz, Al Gafen, and Brain of Fushers is kind of like this like makeshift bracha acharona that we kind of throw wherever we can, we don't have anything other bracha acharona to make. So with that understanding, now it makes a little bit more sense when we have the Gemara could say lo klum, there's nothing, and Rashi says no, there's brain of vashos. It means that there's nothing in regards to either benching or me'en shalosh. Okay, so anyway, back to the Gemara. So you told me that right in the previous brisa that this rice bread that was cooked is mizonos and alamichya, but we have a brisa that says that the bracha acharona is lo klum, meaning brain nefashos. So amar sheshes lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha Rabbi Gamliel, this is the shita of Rabbi Gamliel. So it's seemingly a das yachid. Vaha Rabbanan, and this is the Rabbanan. So it's two different opinions. That's the explanation for these two different brisos. So what's the source of this machlokas Rabbi Gamliel Rabbanan? So the brisa is going to take us to the end of the Amud. Detanya, we learned in the brisa, Zeh klal kol shehu mishivas aminim. This is the klal. Anything that's one of the shivas aminim. Rabbi Gamliel omer shlosh brachos, v'chachamim omerim bracha achas me'in shalosh. So if it's the shivas aminim, Rabbi Gamliel says you make, you bench. And the Chachamim say, you say al michya or al haaretz. Sorry, al haetz. You say me'en shalosh. obviously we're not talking about like real bread. The Rabbana would say that there's you bench normally on that. And there's a maisa of a Rabbi Gamliel and the zakenim were mesubin. Ah, kulanu mesubin. Right, they were reclining, having a su'uda in some attic or some upper level of a house in Yericho. The Hevilif named Kosavos, and they brought them Kosavos the date, so some dates. Take note. Heim Tamarim, says Rashi. The Heim Dvash Amor B'Shevas Aminim Shad Dvash Zav Min HaTamarim. Right. So a Kosavos is a tamar. It's a date, and the Dvash mentioned in the Shevas Aminim Eretz Chidosh Sarah Gavin and Sana Rimo Zeis Shaman U Dvash. The last Shevas Aminim. Honey is not bee honey. It's date honey. So dates are one of the Shevas Aminim. The achlu and they ate. Vanas and Rabbi Gamliel Rishus Rabbi Akiva Levarich, and he said, Rabbi Akiva, you want to lead benching, right? Because again, Shivas Aminim, so he wants him to lead benching. Kofa to Baruch Rabbi Akiva Baruch Achaz Main Shalosh. Rabbi Akiva jumped up at the opportunity and made an alha eitz. He made the Main Shalosh instead of benching. Amar le Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, Akiva. Ad Mosayata Machnis Roshacha Ben HaMachlokis. When are you going to stop sticking your nose into my Machlokis, right? Literally, until when are you going to enter your head between the Machlokis, right? Stay out of my Machlokis. It's my Machlokis with the Rabbanon. You don't have anything to do with this. Right, he's a Rebbe, or at least a leader figure of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Lei, he says to him, Rabbeinu, Afa Pisha'ata Omer Kain, the Chavirecha Omrim Kain, even though you hold what you hold and your Chavirim hold what they hold, the Matan Rabbeinu, Rabbi, didn't you teach us Yachid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim? So there's a majority. So I did the main Shalosh, and that's what I did. Okay. Rabbi Huda Omer Mishmo, so the Brisa continues. We'll end with this version of the Brisa. Rabbi Huda Omer Mishmo, so Rabbi Huda says in Rabbi Gamliel's name, so he's going to re... this is Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai. So he's Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He has a different version. The Brisa. This is a continuation of the Brisa. He's going to give us a different version of Rabbi Gamliel's Shita, and maybe even the full Machlokas. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shehu Meshivas Haminim, anything that is of the Shivas Haminim. Velo min dagan hu, and it's not a type of dagan. Umin dagan velo asu pas. Rabbi Gamliel Omer shlosh brachos. Okay, so anything that is of the Shivas Aminim, but it's not a type of dagan, or it's a type of dagan, it's a type of grain that wasn't made into bread, you make shlosh brachos, meaning you bench on one of the Shivas Aminim, even if it's not. Meaning, like seemingly of dates, right? You will say you will bench on dates, but even if it's a min dagan, and you didn't make bread with it, right? So you'll have oatmeal cookies, right? So it's a min dagan. It's a type of dagan, but it wasn't made into bread. It's made into a cookie. Still, Rabbi Gamliel says you say be bench. The chachamim amrim bracha achas. That you make one bracha on all these things. So if it's not bread, whether it's the Shivas Aminim, bracha achas, kol she'ena lo meshivas aminim, velo min dagan ki go and pass, or is vidochan. So they say that you're going to make one bracha on al michya or al ha'etz on anything that is of the Shivas Aminim. Kol she'ena lo meshivas aminim, velo min dagan. Anything that is not one of the Shivas Aminim, and that is not a type of grain, like bread, that's orez v'dochan. And Rabbi Gamliel Omer bracha achas mein shalosh v'chachamim omrim. I read that incorrectly. V'lo min dagan ki go and pass. Okay, and orez v'dochan. Those things that we mentioned earlier. Rabbi Gamliel Omer bracha achas mein shalosh. So for those things, he says that you make a one bracha and main shalosh. You say an al michya on orez and dochan. The chacham omrim the velo klum. They say that you don't make that you don't you, that you don't, you only make a brain of fleshes on these things, and this is going to be how Rav Sheshes explains the Brett Machlokas between the two Brises we mentioned earlier. One is the opinion of the Chacham, and one is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. And Yirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow the Rav will pick up on how Rav Sheshes's answer is approached based on understanding this Brisa a little bit better. Okay, Yashar Koach.
Thank you very much. All right.